Window to the World, Spring 2014, Volume 17, Number 1. Ed Byrne, Editor. Newsletter of the Tennessee Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, 403 7th Avenue North, Nashville, Tennessee, 37243. Phone 615-741-3915 or 800-342-3308. Fax 615-532-8856. Email tlbph.tsla@tn.gov. If you wish to continue receiving Window to the World in audio format, please be sure to return the cartridge to us in the correct container. Hostage Standoff Continues. A Window to the World dramatization, but just barely. As a tense hostage drama entered another month, more than 250 patrons of the Tennessee Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, TLBPH, remain barricaded in their homes, refusing to return overdue NLS magazine cartridges. Authorities in Washington are taking a hard line, vowing that they won't send another magazine cartridge to patrons who currently hold two or more overdue magazine cartridges. "They may have some old cartridges," snapped a steely-voiced senior librarian for the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, NLS, "but we've got all the new ones. We're just going to starve those hostage takers out." TLBPH Director and Chief Hostage Negotiator Ruth Hemphill is following a more conciliatory line, making hundreds of direct calls to the holdouts. "We just don't have enough cartridges to send out new magazine issues before we get the old cartridges back," Hemphill reports, telling the kidnappers. "We're offering the hostage takers absolute immunity. Just send back their overdue cartridges and no one has to get hurt." Audio magazine subscribers who want to take advantage of Hemphill's amnesty offer can contact Hemphill or their reader advisors directly to arrange for a no-questions-asked cartridge swap. This article is tongue-in-cheek, of course. We hope a little humor may help resolve this serious problem of unreturned magazine cartridges. Unrated Talking Books. In an effort to bring you more books more quickly, NLS recently negotiated a distribution agreement with Hachette, a major distributor of commercial audio books. These titles are already starting to appear in our collection, and you will find a number of them listed in recent issues of Talking Book Topics. Because NLS has not produced these audio editions, and because these new titles are being added in such large numbers, the service is currently unable to provide the content alerts that indicate these books may have explicit descriptions of sex, strong language, or excessive violence. So the entries in our catalog materials identify these titles as unrated commercial audiobook. The absence of content alerts might not be so critical to readers of regular print books, who can rely on book jacket illustrations and back cover squibs to judge content. After all, lurid images of scantily clad women and/or zombie attacks are intended to alert readers that they will find sex and violence lurking between a book's covers. Blind and visually impaired library patrons can't rely on those early warning signs. Our audiobooks don't come with lurid cover art, nor do they include telltale cover excerpts such as sizzling hot romance or gritty streetwise realism to tip readers off to unwelcome content. We're hoping that NLS can find the resources required to rate these commercial titles in the same way that it rates its own productions. In the meantime, we want to encourage our patrons to use caution and common sense in their book selections. If the annotation at the start of a book suggests that the book may have explicit sex or excessive violence, then it probably does. Descriptions like irresistible passion or battle to the death are probably giveaways. Listen further at your own risk. If you decide that you don't want to risk getting objectionable content, please let your reader advisor know that you don't want us to select any unrated books for you. Our circulation system now enables us to exclude these titles from your request list. If we do slip up and send you an unrated audio title with an objectionable content, please don't judge us too harshly. Just send the book back to us unread and let us know that this particular title includes strong language, explicit sex, or excessive violence. We'll use patron comments to update our bibliographic information when we can. Titles by local authors now available. Thanks to our colleagues at Nashville Public Library's Talking Library Service, we have begun to add books by local authors to our audio collection. For many years, volunteers at the Talking Library have been reading newspapers, magazines, and books to blind and visually impaired listeners over its special radio service. We recently learned that the Talking Library has begun to record selected titles in digital format. These programs can be converted to MP3 files, which will play on our NLS Digital Talking Book Machines, DTBMs. The Talking Library has now agreed to provide us with its recordings of books by local authors, along with permission to circulate these recordings to our patrons. So far, we've added three titles to our collection: Broken Eyes, Unbroken Spirit, TND02001, by David Metter, a memoir by Nashville's own National Blind Golf Champion. Unrated. They Gotta Sleep Sometime, TND02002, by James C. Pavola from his Murder in Memphis series. Unrated. Which One Dies Today, TND02003, another volume in Pavola's Murder in Memphis series. Unrated. We hope to add other works by Tennessee authors to our Tennessee Digital Book, TND, collection as digital recordings of them become available to us. If you'd like to read one of these books, please let your reader advisor know. Talking Book Cartridge Cables. We were pleasantly surprised to receive the following announcement from NLS a few weeks ago. NLS is introducing a new accessory, the Digital Talking Book DTB cartridge cable, to facilitate the use of DTB cartridges with a personal computer. The accessory connects a digital talking book cartridge to a universal serial bus USB port on a personal computer. The cable is 3 feet long with a standard USB type A plug on one end and a USB type A socket and plastic molding conforming to the D shape of the cartridge on the other. This molding assists in the alignment of the cartridge with the USB socket upon insertion. When connected to the PC, the cartridge will be available as a removable storage device. A Microsoft Windows PC user will find this under My Computer. A user may then transfer DTB files from the PC to the cartridge for playback on the digital talking book machine. Network libraries may find the cables useful when duplicating files downloaded from BARD onto cartridges. By the time you read this newsletter, we will have a small supply of the new cables in stock for distribution to our BARD patrons. Please contact your reader advisor to request one. Limits to BARD mobile downloads. We like to advertise the fact that our BARD download service allows you to download as many books as you want. If you are using the new Bard mobile app, however, you may encounter a catch. To listen to one of our books on your iOS mobile service, be it an iPhone, iPad, or iPod Touch, you need to have two pieces of software. The first is the set of files that constitute the Talking Book's content. The second is a Read Authorization Object. The Read Authorization Object, or AO, is a security file that gives you permission to listen to the book you have downloaded. Here's the catch. For reasons that have to do with protecting our books from unauthorized distribution, the Bard server will only issue 100 read authorizations to any one Bard mobile patron in any 30-day period. If you exceed this limit, you'll get a message that says you are not authorized to read this book. Currently, the only cure for this block is to wait until the next day in hopes that your rolling 30-day total of AOs requested will drop back below 100. Of course, the way to avoid the problem is to not listen to more than 100 titles on your mobile device in a 30-day period. Since this quantity averages about 3.3 books a day, we don't believe it's totally unreasonable. This limit does not apply to the number of books you download on a personal computer and listen to on your digital talking book machine, only the number of books you listen to on your mobile device. Tax return help. The Internal Revenue Service, IRS, provides online tax products and services for taxpayers with disabilities. Individuals may visit the IRS accessibility page, www.irs.gov/uac/irs.gov/accessibility, to download forms, publications, and other products, and to access tax-related videos in English and American Sign Language. The IRS recommends checking its website often as it continuously is adding more products to assist persons with disabilities. GPO announces first audiobook. In what we hope is the start of a new and long-lived trend, the U.S. Government Printing Office, GPO, has made an audiobook available for the first time on the agency's Federal Digital System, FDSYS. Published by the Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, the audiobook Getting to Know the President, Intelligence Briefings of Presidential Candidates, 1952 to 2004, is a historical account of the information sharing process between the intelligence community and presidential candidates and presidents-elect during campaigns and administration transitions. This book is available in an MP3 format on FDSYS as one-stop site for authentic published government information. TLBPH patrons who can't wait for the movie version can listen to this book on their digital talking book players. Just paste the downloaded MP3 file into a folder labeled Audio Plus Podcasts on a blank digital talking book cartridge or USB drive, then insert this storage device into our player. Alternative reads. For readers looking for something more appetizing, your editor recommends Hot Diggity Dog, The History of the Hot Dog by Adrian Silver, DB75228. While it's aimed at readers in grades 2 to 4, it will warm the tummy of your inner child regardless of your age. More serious foodies may opt for Breakfast, A History, DB77407. In which author Heather Arndt Anderson explores the social and gastronomic history of breakfast and discusses common categories of breakfast foods such as dairy, grains, and drinks. Educational resources for children with disabilities. We recently learned about a series of videos that feature children and teenagers with disabilities and the ways these kids are using assistive technologies to help themselves learn. Each video is about 5 minutes long, and you can watch or listen to all 8 on the website of the Family Center on Technology and Disability, FCTD, at www.fctd.info. To view the videos, go to the FCTD website above and click on the videos link in the left sidebar. You'll meet kids like Brody, Mason, and Isabel who aren't letting disabilities keep them down. If you prefer to enjoy these short videos on YouTube, you will find them on the FCTD video channel at http://www.youtube.com/user/FCTD video. FCTD is a resource designed to support organizations and programs that work with families of children and teenagers with disabilities. The organization offers a range of information and services on the subject of assistive instructional technologies. Organizations, parents, educators, and interested friends may all find information that supports them in their efforts to bring the highest quality education to children with disabilities. The FCTD website provides thousands of assistive and instructional technology resources of interest to families of children with disabilities. The website offers access to fact sheets, PowerPoint presentations, monthly newsletters, online discussion, and summer institute transcripts, a database of more than 3,500 organizations, a resource review database with hundreds of reviews of AT resources, and more. Through the site, users can also access FCTD family information guides as well as resources in Spanish. DBs, SANS, BEEPS. TLBPH patron Alan Justice of Loudoun has reported a phenomenon that may be throwing some readers off stride. It concerns older titles that were originally recorded as cassette books, RCs, and have been subsequently copied onto digital cartridges, DBs. The cassette versions of these titles include a nice feature. When a reader holds the fast-forward key on the NLS cassette player down, the player emits a beep for the end of each chapter. Savvy patrons could navigate through the book by counting the number of beeps as they advanced or rewound the cassette tape. Unfortunately, this feature was not preserved when the audio files were converted from the analog cassette format to the digital cartridge format. The fast forward and rewind arrows on our digital players do read out the duration of the jump forward or backward, first in minutes and then in hours, but they do not indicate the chapter breaks. The reason is that most of the conversions from analog to digital format are performed by robotic devices and the resulting digital files are not marked up by a recording engineer. Marking up the digital files would make the conversion process far slower and far more expensive. We're sorry that a feature that readers found helpful was not preserved as a part of the conversion. We can only hope that the improved sound quality, reliability, and convenience of the cartridge version makes up for the loss. Cartridges for new titles, which are recorded in digital format, preserve this feature. If a reader holds down the fast-forward key, the player will begin reading off the time elapsed in minutes. As soon as the recording reaches the end of the chapter, however, the player will announce that it is beginning to fast forward by chapter. The player will then emit a beep for the start of each new chapter. 5 beeps, for example, will take the reader forward 5 chapters. Release the fast forward control, and the player will begin reading at the start of the chapter it has reached. What should I do if I lose my iOS mobile device? Change your barred password immediately. A new password will prevent anyone using the mobile app on the lost phone from downloading books on your account. When you recover or replace your mobile device, log in again using your new password. Report the lost device to your library. Make sure to include your BARD user ID, the type of device, and if you can, remember the date you started using it. The library will delete the device from your account. Contact nlsdownload@loc.gov if you are unable to get in touch with your library right away. From the BARD FAQ site, https://nlsbard.loc.gov/faq.html#bardmobile3. Library closures. TLBPH will be closed all day on the dates below. Memorial Day, Monday, May 25th. Independence Day, Friday, July 4th. Labor Day, Monday, September 1st. This publication was supported in whole or in part by the Institute of Museum and Library Services under the provisions of the Library Services and Technology Act as administered by the State of Tennessee. Window to the World is published quarterly by the Tennessee Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Tennessee State Library and Archives, Department of State. It is available in audio, braille, and online at www.tn.gov/tsla/lbph. Please call the library at 800-342-3308 to request alternate formats. Administration and staff. The Honorable Trey Hargett, Secretary of State, Chuck Sherrill, State Librarian and Archivist, Ruth Hemphill, Director, Ed Byrne, Assistant Director, Carmelita Esau, Computer Specialist, Deborah Puckett, Administrative Assistant, Circulation and Repair Staff, Larry Connor, Materials Manager, Jerry Kleinard, Dwight Davis, Ron Gross, Bill Kirby. Reader Advisors, Annette Hadley, Amy Tangerstrom, Chris Jaco, and Ginger Tessier. In providing information to readers, the announcement of products and services should not be considered an endorsement or recommendation by the library. Department of State Authorization Number 109806, 8,000 copies, May of 2014. This public document was promulgated at a cost of 12 cents per copy. Narrated by Brooks Crowell at the Tennessee State Library and Archives, May 2014.